Gemara brings already five, but there's even more lavim that could be applicable when someone pays late. So not only you've got a mizdaraisa to pay on time, you've got at least one, but usually about five lavim if you pay late. So we'll get to all the different shilas, how and when it applies, but in most cases it does apply. Someone has a worker by them, any sort of worker or any sort of employee, anyone who works for them. If someone wants to pay rent, you got someone, you're renting off someone, car, house, whatever you're renting, it applies as well. The only thing it doesn't apply to is buying. If you buy something, then that's another din about paying on time when you buy something. This has got to do with renting something, either renting a person, a worker, or renting an item, house, car, any of those things you've got misses to pay. Seems that many people aren't aware of this. Anyone who asked me what I'm giving the shir about, and I told them the topic, so if it was a painter, he said, oh, make sure to mention that painters don't get paid on time. And if it was a plumber, he said, make sure to point out that plumbers don't get... And as it went on through every person I met, sometimes his wife says, shaitels doesn't get paid, someone says he fits kitchens, doesn't get paid. And it seems like every line of work is people complaining they don't get paid on time. Which is a pellet, because if you miss a daraisa to pay on time, and you've got at least one, but usually about five lavim, Lamash, he has someone on Leil Pesach, instead of matzah, he's chometz. Not only he's done his daraisa of chometz, he's also missed the mitzvah say of matzah. He's wrong on both of the assay and the lois assay. Someone doesn't pay on time, he's got the same problem. He has the assay and the lois assay. If it seems a pellet, this one could leave this and not pay. The other day, someone told me he had a worker, he wanted to pay him, he really had no money on him. I said, why didn't he get out of the bank? So he said, his car's not working. I said, so, where he said, his bank's in Deansgate in town. It's a big deal, walking, I'll take an hour each way. How can it be, if it's daraisa, what, it's 2 hours of your time, that's it. That's why you're not going to be kind of this mitzvah. So one of the bigger shayla, which again, it's hard to say what the halach is. He was flying to Eretz with his whole family, and they rented a driver took him to the airport, a taxi, each a person, and he got there, he realized he left his wallet at home. So he couldn't pay him. Now, if you'd go back and get money, you'd miss those flights, the whole family, you've got, I don't know, 10 people, the flights, a lot of money. On the other hand, we know if it is their ISA, you've got to give up all your money. So maybe you should miss all his flights, and he'll have to rebook his entire family again. I don't know, why not? Besides the miss their ISA paying on time, you've got is their ISA. We're going to get to Mechila if it works and when it works. Okay. So you've got many, many lavim here. The Chofetz Chaim dedicated much of his Sefer Avos Chesed to this because he says that people just aren't aware, people just don't realize they've got Mr. Rice to pay on time and at least one lav not to pay on time. He as he works his way into the Sefer, he starts off by saying, Teshlume Yischa Socher Hudova Oymed Brumi Shalaylam. It's something that stands at the top of the world. Paying someone on time is one of the, you can't say Mokhosh V'mitzvahs, but it's one of the mitzvahs that's Oymed Brumi Shalaylam. Jesus shall say, Kamo the Kamo lavim of Russian Bateria. He says, there's many, many lavim as a Loshan. Kamo the Kamo lavim of Russian Bateria. There's many other things we're very careful about, which is mentioned the lav once or twice. He says, Kamo the Kamo of Russian Bateria. Many, many times the lav are explicit in material. He writes, Yishman, Odom, Mazalzim, Bazem, Avon, Sin, Rabim. People are Mazalzim, you see, people don't pay the workers on time. And they delay paying for any reason. They're too lazy to go and forget it out of the bank. He says, for that, you might miss the daraisa. The marshal saw him. He's got his matzahs. Half an hour walk away. He says, do you know what? This day tonight, it's half an hour walk. I can't be bothered. No one would ever dream of that. Paying a worker is exactly the same thing. I guess even more because you've got more lavim and you've got the assay as well. He says, you've got a big currency, £50 note, and you've got a babysitter who came, and it's ready 11:30 at night, and you owe her a pound, you've only got a £50 note. He says, so for that reason, you're not going to pay, it doesn't make sense. Give her the whole 50. What do you get, 50? Now, Mr. Ice here, you got five lavim, or you go around and find money, borrow. But it doesn't make sense not to be mechan the mitzvah, because you can't break into the 50. Even if the worker is a very wealthy person, he doesn't need your money, he's not interested. Still, you've got a misdaraisa and a lav not to pay him. Koshkin him a poil oni, koshkin if he's a oni, as many times the case. He brings the psukim down, all the different psukim, about the people that don't pay, but I've only seen a rabbi, shaloshim, shalakalem, luchas, lisham, schirv, lehotam, nashom, who shall even my lavender eyes, as many people do this, and they don't realize, don't even his deraisa. Kamoto, when he's in a rabbi, he's a anoshim, shiskid, The worker taker wants the money, and is the case usually many, many times a year, where the person phones him, he texts him, sends him an email, what's going on with the money, he says, this is what's going on, and the guy doesn't wake up, doesn't give him. He says, it's on a small amount. The marshal babysitter is a good example. You've got a babysitter and you owe 50p extra, you give her, you owe £3 and you got 250 on, you give it the 50p. He says, a small amount, you think, okay, 50p, relax, calm down, it's 50p. He says, the same love. It doesn't make a difference, it's big or small. Like, yid nu leiv, shebedini ter in chiluk, bein din shal pruta, the din shal mea, shal mea mone. It doesn't make a difference if it's a pruta, or thousands of pounds, there's no difference. If you owe the money, you owe the money. It's irrelevant how much money you're talking about. V'harbim malosh mishorim, u'ba'ale middos tevis, chavstayim continues, you've got many people which always have good middos, they do everything right. Comes to Shabbos of the Torah, the very machmei v'amitzah zoi shal tashlumi isochi schib ismani rofi b'yodim. This mitzah is one thing, they think, oh, big deal, I'll pay you tomorrow, I'll pay you whenever, I'll forget to pay you. I feel a mockum should know you get a tircha ba'amas, just to get a tircha. It's a bit of work. You have to spend, like we said, an hour or two to go get the money. For that, they're going to miss out on the mitzvah and be over the love. So Chofetz Chaim continues, B'darkei HaKodesh, he's always melamed zchus and klal yisrael of his boini shekoze. It's why people do it. It's chas v'shalom. They don't want to be over it because they don't know the halachas. So that's why he continues to say he's going to go through the halachas now in Avos Chesed and explain. He says, you never find a person that misses out on lulav or matzah or sukkah. No one would dream of missing out on that. So why this mitzvah they miss out? And he says, some people pay very late. Even in the day, you've got a day to pay, so they pay very, very late. He says, I don't understand. You'll never find a guy coming just for shkia, grabbing his lulav, quickly shaking his lulav. You want to do the mitzvah as soon as you can. You also use magdivim. But even not, every mitzvah we try and do as soon as we can. We don't delay. He says, this mitzvah you find many people delay a long time. And therefore he goes on to say that I'm going to explain the mitzvahs because it's very important that people are aware of this chiv. So the Chofetz Chaim in summary is saying that people don't realize if it's time, effort, or money, that's the reason. He says that's a very poor excuse. People spend a lot of money on other mitzvahs. This is the same mitzvah as anything. Okay, someone was telling me about his wife used to work in certain, on the Chosh people there at Sol in his house, and she was getting, they used to pay every day, and one day she finished work and she couldn't find the wooden home. So she walked home, his wife walked home and didn't collect the money. So just before Shkia, there was a frantic knock at the door and this Robinson had come running all the way over. She didn't take a taxi or bus, she was scared she wouldn't get it on time. It was a half an hour walk, she ran it probably in about 20 minutes. And she came there huffing and puffing, red in the face. She said, here's your money, I didn't manage to pay you. It was a few shekels, 10 shekel. Mrs. Daraisa, and allowed not to. She came running to the prison, got such a shock, but they realized, yeah, it's not such a miler, they did it. What's the other option? You've got to pay on time. Oh, we'll get to the exact problem till when he could pay. That's not so simple. We'll get there in a minute. I remember when I was a bocher, there was a barber on Sorotsky, about asset number 3, a little caravan there, he does haircuts. And I came to have a haircut, and he told me it's 35 shekel. I checked in my pocket, I only had 30 shekel on me. 25 shekel maybe. I was 5 shekel short. So he said to me, oh, chaval, you're going to miss out on the mitzvah, it doesn't make sense. He says, do you know, I'll lend you the 5 shekel. Now it's yours. You pay me a mitzvah, you got Mr. Isaac to pay on time. Then I have Mr. Isaac to lend you money. And when you pay me back tomorrow, you got Mr. Isaac to pay you the money back. So you get many more mitzvahs. You cash a simple barber. He worked out, we can all cash in on loads of mitzvahs here. But he couldn't understand how someone would leave a mitzvah like this. Does it make sense? Simple barber has to sometimes remind you that you got a Mr. Isaac and an Issa, a lav, of at least one lav, not to pay on time. Okay, so a few of the halachas. The Chofetz Chaim points out firstly as well that people don't realize it applies to a katan as well. You got a katan, you could be a babysitter under Bar Bas Mitzvah, or you got a kid goes around posting envelopes, invitations for you, something that sometimes you hire children to do. You have the same mitzvah and lav on the child as well. There's no difference on the age. If the person paying is under a mitzvah, maybe not, but if you are a godly, you paying under a mitzvah, a katan, it's the same mitzvah to pay him on time and the same lav not to pay him. Then there's the shal of a goy. What about a goy? Very nagay, a lot of times you got a goy, so usually you can have chilul Hashem as well, but talking about a matzah where there's no chilul Hashem, there's mind to pay him a day or too late. So then there's definitely no lav, there's no lav at all. The lot of the pasuk is amchas, is a few times mashma, only by Eden. The mitzvah arises pay on time, that's machloika. Some say that even though there's no lav, you still have a mitzvah. Lamaisa, many people say not. It's kama shiti chidol, the Midak in the Rambam, there's a mitzvah to pay on time. But be'etim, we say there's by a goy, there's no lav and no mitzvah, I say. But if you do pay on time, could be mekayim mitzvah, say, according to some shittas. The Chofetz Chaim points out, he says, if you don't have the money, he says, you shouldn't be employing him. You can't employ someone if you've got no way of paying the person, so you're going to come to a matzah. The marshal, you want to go away for Pesach to a place, there's no matzah. So you can't go away, you know you put yourself in a matzah where you're completely missing out on the mitzvah. He says, so too, you can't employ a worker if you know you have no way of paying him. That if you need someone to work for you, so you've got to borrow whatever, get hold of the money before you employ this person, otherwise you come to a situation where you can't pay him, and then you'll technically be an owner. Someone who doesn't have money, what are you meant to do? You can't pay him. But you're not allowed to bring yourself to a situation like that. Chavos Chaim himself is a chiddush, which many people don't agree to, but Chavos Chaim says it. He says that if you come to a man, so you got no money, he says you have to borrow money to pay him. Which is a big chiddush. Because certain mitzvahs, we do say borrow, so they're not. But the Mishmur Pach, Chavos Chaim Paskins in Avos Chesed, you've got to borrow the money to pay him. If you come to a situation, yeah, I've got no money. So if you're the worker, tell him, look, if you're Chavos Chaim and Avos Chesed, you've got to borrow the money. So I'm waiting here till you pay. You've got misdirects to pay me. You mechuv to arrange the money. Again, not everyone agrees to this. This is the shit of Chavos Chaim. Sorry? Oh, we'll get to beforehand as well. We'll get to all the cases, hopefully. The Rav Poilim, the Ben Ishchai points out, he says, if you want to give someone stocker, someone comes around collecting, you want to give him money, you realize you owe someone money. He writes, you're not allowed to give the stocker. You want to give the stocker a big schus, you come to see Grace of Tzaddik, he says, oh, you give me money. Mr. Shem will give you, you owe someone the money, you can't give stocker, it isn't to give stocker. Mishpura points out, and Mishpura as well, Mishpura points out, if it comes to Shabbos, you want to buy food for Shabbos, Oynik Shabbos is a mitzvah. He says, if you owe someone money, you can't do that. As long as you have bread, a piece of bread and a reverse of wine, there's no spending any more money on Shabbos if you owe someone else money. So you see someone who's, whatever, running his life and he owes you money, tell him, I understand. You keep the Mishabura, first Mishabura. You've got to be mamayat on all your Shabbos until you've paid off all your workers. The same thing again, you see that the mitzvah of paying on time and the many lavim of not paying always override many of the mitzvahs, because here you've got. So when at the Shaila, he was running late, he had to pay a worker, and he had mincha, it was the last mincha. That's very nice. The mincha will have to wait. You do two marifs, I don't know. You've got to pay the guy on time. Mincha, Sofik Daraisa, usually drive on. Paying this guy on time is a mitzvah Daraisa for sure. And you got many lav as well. You can't believe a lav because of mincha. Cholamoid as well. Cholamoid, normally you don't do any business, you can't pay. I was talking to actually someone who, don't want to give away too many clues, someone who had something that he had to pay lots of people, and I asked him what happened with paying. It was Pesach was the first of the month. He told me, yeah, whatever, everyone understood, it was Pesach, I paid them late. So why didn't you pay on Cholamoid? Cholamoid, I can't do business on Cholamoid. So very nice, you've got Mr. Reis and a laugh, not to, I don't know, maybe you have to pay on Cholamoid. You have to always get the priorities straight, what's going on here? You got Mr. Reis, and forget. I told him, I don't know how you came into Yontif without paying them. What's going on here? Okay. It's good to know for everyone who's getting a bit nervous about all the money they owe that you're over the lav as soon as the time, the threshold, we'll discuss in a minute when the threshold is. When you pass the threshold, you're over the lav. You're not even more lav in the whole time. So if you paid on, yours on from a year ago, you're over the lav, okay? But now there's no further issa by delaying it further. There is a misdirection the quicker you pay. Yeah, you're over, but it's not true that you're over more now. You cross the time, you're over. Over the man of bottle, Kabonai. There's a hit to the mitzvah say to pay as soon as you can. But the love, that doesn't change. Oh, so we'll get to the time. So when's the time to pay? So that's very simple. You've got to pay the same owner that did the work. Lamarshal. Someone who worked in the day, you've got to pay him in the day. Someone who worked in the night, you've got to pay him in the night. Now work means they finish the work. Right? That means someone who works, someone who's a shomer, he's a guard all night. So when's he finish? He finishes with the morning. So you only need to pay him that during the day. You've got the whole day to pay him. But if his shift finishes in the middle of the night, whenever that is, the marshal, he finishes 3 o'clock in the morning, you've got till Alois to pay him. So in the summer, now coming to the summer year, summer could be 3 o'clock in the morning, you've got to arrange to get out of bed and sort it out to pay him. We'll discuss in a minute if you want to pay early, how that works. But if you realize, it's come to the end of the day, the marshal, now in the summer, at least if a guy works for you in the day, at least you've got more time. The summer here goes on a little bit. Quite a while, the day carries on, so you've got time to pay. But in the night, if he works you at night, you've got a babysitter, comes, he's going to be back 11 o'clock, and they leave just for 11, you come in, they're not home. So you've got to find a way to pay them. They live there in the town, you've got to get over, find the money, you've got till the morning. And it could be in a couple of weeks' time, you've got till 1 o'clock in the morning to pay them, otherwise you've got Isdar Isa. Okay. So that's the dependent when you finish by day, by night. If someone finished quicker, Lamarshal, you employed someone to, I don't know, change your tyre. You got a flat tyre, come change your tyre, and it's just before Shkia, you think the guy will take forever, and in 1 minute he's brilliant at doing the job, the whole thing's done. So you say, look, I didn't realise, I thought it doesn't make a difference. If he's finished it during the day, you've got to pay him during the day. And that brings the shaila of Shkia. Why am I Shkia? You've got Shkia, Nech, you've got a whole Sofik then day and night. So here all the places in point out, it's a Sofik, Daraisa. Like every Daraisa, no one would dream of doing Malacha Friday afternoon after Shkia. So to here, you've got Sofik Daraisa. So I've had you got to pay them before Shkia. There's no like, no, I'm relying on Nech, it's Sofik Daraisa. It's more than, as we said, it's normally more than at least two daraisas, so you definitely can't start playing around. So to Shev, a lady points out, if you person finishes being a shmoshes, the marshal nacht is 5 o'clock, 5:05 he finishes. So when do you pay him? He says you got to pay him this second, because every second is a sofik, sofik day, sofik night. It's been a shmoshes, we don't know what it is. He says you can't wait any time, because you might be crossing the threshold from day to night. You got to pay him immediately as soon as you can to avoid any shaila of running into daraisas.
Pay for the tire as well, and the work?
Oh, so the only thing you've got to pay for, but etim is the work. Like I said, buying things doesn't apply to buying, it only applies to work. But if it's one big price, then it gets tricky. But etim, you're not paying for the labour. You say, look, how much is it? The tire's £30, the labour's £20, I'll give you 20, that's what I got on me. And the tire, that, whatever will work out, then that you're allowed to do. There's machlokes if it's different time zones. Someone's working for you in United States, America, you're in England, there's different time zones. What time zone do you go after? So here it's similar to the shayla by Mechiras Chometz. You sell the Chometz, you have Chometz in Eretz Yisrael, or Chometz here and you're there. It's the same shayla that we try and avoid it on all fronts. That means you sell it as early as you can, the Chometz, and you get it back as late as you can. So to here, you'll be Machmir, it could be you go after the poel, it's a Sofik, who you go after. Therefore you should always try and pay him before the end of his day or your day, whatever country the earlier one is going to be. Oh. Now, the very important halacha shachnach brings down comes from the Gemara in Bava Metzia, and this usually is the first heter which applies to most cases, and that is, you're only mechuyev to pay him once he asks for the money. What does it mean he asks for the money? So Chofetz Chaim explains, it doesn't mean he comes and says, please can have the money. It means he tells you the job's done, he tells you he informs you that the money's due. That means either he tells you, I finished the job. So that means, Chofetz Chaim says, sometimes he's embarrassed, so he comes to you and says to you, oh, okay, just to tell you everything's okay. He doesn't even mention the job or the money, but that's a simon, he's coming to tell you the job's done. Oh, now if it's someone who gives you an invoice, many times you finish a job, you ask the guy how much is it, he says, I'll send you an invoice. Then if you're for sure not mechuyev to pay, because we look at it, the job's not done until he asks for the money. You don't ask for the money with the invoice, that's, you don't need to pay. If the invoice says you've got 30 days, then it comes to the next shayla. Shayla is almost moichel. Someone tells you, look, it's fine, pay me whenever. Like, they write it down, you got 30 days. So, if it says on the invoice, it's better. Because if he tells you, Baal Peh, the other is the same. Rosh Hashanah points out, that Shulchan Aruch, he says, sometimes, person's embarrassed, he tells you, he says to him, oh, when can I pay you? He doesn't want to make as if he's one of these tight people, says, oh, I need the money now. He says, no, I'm very easy going, whenever. Because many times the person wants the money. So if he wants the money, even if he says he's moichel, it's not so posh that the mechila works. The shayla mechila b'lev, mechila b'peh. And you realize that many times he's manipulated because there's no other option. He finished the job. He tells you, ah, I'll pay you in a week, okay? Or don't say no. He's not about to kick up a fuss. He'll tell other people, don't employ him. He doesn't want to do all that. Therefore, he says he's a moichel. But you have to be very sure he's actually a moichel. So when he says he's a moichel, it's not so simple he is. And many times when Shtebuch says he should be mechmeh, try to pay him, even if he says he's a moichel. On the invoice is better because that's his official document. And he knows that that's the setup of his business. He doesn't get paid usually within the 30 day, whatever, the 2 week time frame he allows you, people you always use that time frame. So he knows that's when he's going to get paid. So that's a little bit better. It reminds you, if he does say it clearly and it's stated in the invoice, then you can pay him whenever you like, up to the date he gives you. But you miss him on a Mitzvah D'oraisa. If you pay on time, even though he allows you to pay late, there's no laugh, you know either. But you get a Mitzvah D'oraisa, you pay him on the date. So just like your person would run to do a Mitzvah D'oraisa of, I don't know, Matzah, Lulav, so do you got a Mitzvah D'oraisa to pay him, even if he's Moichel. So they laugh, you know either. You can't say over anything, but you have a mitzvah d'oraisa and noch a mitzvah d'oraisa. You'd be crazy not to get it. Why not? A free mitzvah. So you pay him on the day and you get another mitzvah. Many times you get a bill. Just the other day I got a bill from a Yidcha person and I saw it and I was thinking, oh great, so, you know, I pay him. It was on Friday. I raised myself, no, you got to pay him now, straight away. You're not mechuyev to pay him now, but you get a mitzvah if you pay him now. So I called him up and he told me, yeah, I'll call you back. I'll call you back for the car details. Then he didn't call me back. So then, for sure, he says he's moichel, because he himself, it's up to him. He doesn't come. You tell the person, okay, I've got the money, come collect it, I'll meet you in shul. He doesn't turn up. He says, oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't come. So then he can for sure say that it's not your problem anymore. You did what you could do. You can't say the mechuyev to raft him if he's not coming to collect the money. So then that's okay to pay him late, if that's the case. But if you do pay him on time, he's a daraisa. So I called this person up, couldn't get hold of him, he called me back. He said he'll call me to get the car details. He didn't call back. So then I missed out on a mitzvah, but I was loyalist, I couldn't do the mitzvah. And the lav was not either because it was on his terms. He was the one delaying, so it's okay for me to pay late.
What? On a non-banking day, is that alright? I check, but you can't do anything.
Oh, check again. Check as well, the place to discuss the check. There it's got to be that he can use it that day. So on a Sunday, a check would probably not be valid. You would not be carrying the mitzvah.
There are people who change checks.
Oh, if you're in, they do in England. I mean, it's all everyone's changing checks. If, oh, it's acceptable way of paying. Lamaisi doesn't have the money. It's a little bit of a sophic. It's not clear. There's the point to discuss it. But the consensus of most of them say. So he can't use spend the money till it comes in. So then he might be running into trouble again. So the lav he's definitely not over. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. The lav you're not over because the lav he lets. He says, look, every shop has a credit card machine. So you're not over anything. It's on his terms and he's moichel to get the money. He says, look, pay me by credit card. The setup is and come late. But the Mr. Heist, I don't know if he's it could be here, could be no. I'm not sure. By in such a case. Yeah, so if there is such a thing you can do, then you're okay. That's a good challenge as well. So credit cards and checks, it depends. Again, you definitely know over the lav, that for sure you know over. The challenge is, do you get a Mr. Rice or not? Could be it'd be better to pay cash. Yeah, it could be better. It's on. Right, because that's the normal way, but he hasn't got his money. So you could say, he's got, but the argument is to say, because he's got the check, that is. Right, so the other point is to say, once you got the check, that is money. Punkti takes time to develop it, but that is money. But the others say not. So again, the lav in Oiva, the Mr. Ice is questionable, so in this machlokes. Sorry? Shachanas Geld is the same thing, it's going to be another service. The Ramogra talks about Shachanas Geld, and there you got the same thing, you pay on time. It's not so clear when you pay, because the Shidduch closes when you have to pay. Yeah, okay. So the eyes, we'll get to Eitz in a minute, how to avoid the Shaila in many cases, but. Yeah, so in that case, it might be better to pay cash. Someone asked me, Cholomoid, what's better when you go to a shop, pay cash or card? You pay cards, it's using the machine, the electricity, the numbers, the digits. You pay cash. Cash is maximum at Rabbanon on Shabbos. So Cholomoid as well, it'd be much better to pay cash than use card. So if in this case, to be kind of the Mr. Eiser, it may be better to use cash, according to this poskim. Again, it's a sophic and you can't give it a clear thing, but you definitely over the lab. Okay. Oh, so anything that takes, we spoke about something that takes a day or a night, something that takes a week, month, year, then whenever the time is up, you've got from the time, from when it comes to you. So normally in a professional job, there'll be a proper invoice. From when you get the invoice, that then whenever you get it in the day, in the post, it comes 10 o'clock in the morning. From then you got till Shkia. But if it says on the, for the Mr. Isa, for the lab, you've got as long as he allows you. So whenever it says on the invoices, please pay within whatever the time frame is, you pay him. But to get the mitzvah, it's got to be the day the invoice arrives. Oh, then he comes to the, what we're talking about before, Mechila. If he's Moichel, he says, yeah, pay me whenever you like. Now, as we said, this usually works across the board. You tell him, yeah, no problem. You got the Chashash and Moish Tambach that maybe he's not really Moichel, and he says that he doesn't want to be awkward. But in a case where you know he's Moichel, it's a small amount of money, he's okay with it, he's fine, he's Moichel, no problem at all, you can pay whenever you like. Tell him, look, I don't know, I'm all over the place. Give me, every time you do a draft, give me 6 months to pay. He says, yeah, no problem, fine. But again, if you pay him on time, you get Mr. Isa. So, again, why would you miss out on Mr. Isa? You see people running after, oh, Mr. Isa, oh, Mr. Isa, the lav in Oiva, but every time you pay on time, you got miss, even if he's Moichel. No, the time, no, because the pasuk of the Mr. Isa, Biyoyim Ititun Schori, Biyoyim means that day. The lav is, what was the Lashon HaPasuk? Loi Solin, you can't delay it. So Loi Solin, I'm not delaying it, that's his time. But Biyoyim, you haven't got Biyoyim. So to pay on time is always a Mr. Isa. You can never get Mr. Isa if you pay late. But the lav, you're not Oiva. That's why it's because this person I was talking about, I asked him about, he paid person with, he didn't want to pay on Chol HaMoed. So I told him, he has quite a few people who work for him. I told him, look, whenever you hire someone new, tell them, part of the contract is that I'm allowed to pay whenever I like. Whatever, 6 months, a year, just to be safe, you've got no problem. No, otherwise, every time, you've got a suffocus derisa here, how can you pay late? So you cover yourself, whenever you employ someone, you do any job, your babysitter comes to you, tell them, look, I may not pay you today, tomorrow, the next day, is that okay? And they say, fine. So you've got, as we said, Rosh Hashanah says, could be they're just saying the Moichel, they're not really, but. If they are Moichel, they're generally Moichel, then you're always covered. But to get a Mr. Isa, you'd pay straight away to avoid any chashash missing on the mitzvah. Sorry? Yeah, for sure. Once you start the job, it's even worse. Because then, in a situation where what's the other option? Okay, I'll pay you in a week, okay? What do you want to say? No. Say, so in the middle of the job, he's not offering to pay you before then. So you say, yeah. But beforehand, it's better because he's taking on your terms. But still, even Moshe points out, there could be he's desperate for the job, he needs the paranosa. He says, yeah, but really wants it now. So it's totally if it's real mechila or not. No, not for goods, not for buying. Buying is a separate shayla. It could be another issa. But it's not this. It's definitely not this. And if we said if someone does a job for you, like changes your tire, you got the tire and the labor. So there the tire is, doesn't apply to the labor. It does. If you have one big amount, then it could be the whole thing is looked at as the labor, and they get you get the tire with it. But if they give us two amounts, clearly the tires are changing. Then you look at it as two separate things.
Any point to an individual, not for a company.
What do you mean?
Oh,
if a company works for you, does a job, then it's much trickier. Because then it's, then there's always a whenever there's a shliach, either you make a shliach to hire workers, or you get someone and he's a contractor, he's a shliach to get the workers, then usually the lav and the both don't apply. So there's another way the person can give. It's not always so practical, but if you can, you ask your shliach, you ask your neighbor, can you ask the guy to come work for me? And then you're completely covered. You don't enter the whole shaila b'chlal. So most companies, that's the setup. You've got the person who you speak to, and he gets the worker to come. So then usually you don't have a proper paying on time. So if you speak to him and he comes, then you're out. It's got to be he's a shliach. He's the mashalech and he has a shliach. So if he sends his goy, no problem. If he pops in to check out the job, that's it. You've had it because now you're paying him. So you've got to always check up if. You're using him as a shliach, as a middleman, it's okay. No middleman, then you have to pay. If the setup is you pay him every month, the marshal or someone is a teacher in school, you know every month they get paid, then avada, you can't pay later than that date, and avada, they don't need to come and ask for the money. They only ask for the money when the job is the job, which whatever the job is, the marshal wants to paint his hair, he paints one of you, well, you got a property, he paints it, so you've no idea what goes on there, so if he till he comes to ask for the money, you're not mechuyev to pay him. If the setup is you pay him every month, you can't say, he never asked me for the money every month, he's not mechuyev every month come running to you. That's the setup, it's got to be like that. So the Chos Chaim would say you'd have to borrow. Uh-huh. Again, it might be a shayla of a shlech. The shlech is different. If it's not a shlech, Chachun the Chos Chaim, you have to borrow money.
Well, Moses
and the Bolt have to borrow money. Moses, you have to ask them. I'm sure they all pay on time anyway. A painter's grad is a good example of another halacha. Part of this halacha is, the marshal, he paints your house for you, or he fixes something for you, he fixes your car. So till you come and check the job's done, as well you don't have to be, he says the job's done. Fine, the next stage is you don't pay, the next stage you go and check, everything's done correctly. So till then as well you don't have to pay. So if he tells you the job's done, and you say I'm going to check it tomorrow, that's okay. There's no chiv to pay him till you check it. You want no chiv to check it now. Check it whenever I check, come to work tomorrow I'll check it. Then, from as soon as you've seen it, and that's finalized the job, then you have to pay him. But till you've done whatever the last stage is before actually paying, you don't have to pay. Yes, that's also a big shayla. Yeah, that's shayla. Is it a sacher? Was it not? Yeah. Depends who you ask. The people there, the people in charge. Oh, that's what he was asking. So it could be. that's a good shayla. If it costs you money. Like the person with the flight, who's going to miss all his flights to go home to get the money to pay the taxi driver. So that's a sophic. Are you mechuyev to pay? Normal is the rice, you mechuyev to pay all your money, not to be over. So shayla as well, does it apply to me? Shayla if it applies here as well.
And that flight,
every
share, the person
but you miss out on the mitzvah. You've got to pay a chumish for the mitzvah, and maybe all your money for the lav. He's moichli, you avoid the lav, not the mitzvah. There's a shayla as well, the person's got holiday pay. You pay the person holiday pay. Can you pay holiday pay late? Again, it's part of his money. That's how the contract set up. He works, you and you pay him even for when there's holiday pay. So that as well, it could be you have to pay him on time. So come on, it's holiday pay. You know, it's very nice of you to give it. It's very nice of you. But once you mechayev yourself to give it, that's part of his wage. Therefore, as well, he'd probably have the chiv to pay him on time holiday pay.
Are you able to follow that if you give your child pocket money on a regular basis?
So there, he's not working for you. There's no way. I saw there's a famous shayla, that's from Chaim Kineski. You tell your kid, you pick up all the rubbish, I'll give you a chocolate. And it's just for shkia, you're in mincha, you have to run home, and miss mincha to give him the chocolate. He rather says you do have to, but it's, you could say the setup's different, he knows the chocolates, whenever you give him the chocolate, especially if you would give it to him without cleaning up usually. Yeah, people who support their married children, again, they're not working for you. So there's no reason to give them daf on time. You should give them anyway on time. There's no chiyuv to give them on time, no mitzvah, because they're not. There's no employer yet. So as we said, it's kedai whenever you employ someone to always stipulate beforehand that I hope to pay you on time. Normally I do pay on time. In case I don't pay over the lav, if I'm telling you now, I might pay you late. What happens if you're going away, you want to pay him before he's finished the job? Oh, you don't want to avoid the shaila. He's finishing, as we said, 2 o'clock in the morning. You're in bed. You don't want to run into problems. So you pay him, you know, I'll pay you now before you finish the job. So if it's before he starts the job, then everyone agrees you're not behind the mitzvah. There's nothing wrong. Yeah, you're not even the lab, you got the money. But you're not behind the mitzvah b'chlal. It's got to be he started the work. Even if he started the work, then it's a sofik. There's a shaila in the police game. Do you look at it as you paid him for the job early? Or would say, no, you're giving him the money before the job's up. So if you want to get the mitzvah properly, you tell him, here's the money, I'm leaving it on the table, but it's mine until the job's finished, then it's yours, and then you'll get a mitzvah. That's the best answer. But if you don't want to do all that, you want to just give him the money, you don't want to be sound too frum, so you just give him the money, then it's also okay. You don't get the mitzvah, but you're not over the lav. So it's kedai to always avoid it by giving the money before they come. The marshal or babysitter is usually the classic example. Especially if your wife comes back before you and she's got no change on her. So you leave on the table, £10, whatever it is, way above what it could possibly cost. Tell the babysitter, as soon as you go, take it. It's then yours, you can't admit, sir. And tell her, you give change, you drop the change in whenever you like. And if she doesn't drop the change in, then it's still kedai, because it costs you a few pounds for the Mr. Isa. I think I'm sure Lulav cost you, this is a bargain. £5 extra, you get Mr. Isa. So that's the best aid, sir. So you tell her, leave on this on the table before you take it, go. Which is mashma, it's not yours, it's mine till you go. She takes the money, you've got no shaila at all. The minute she goes, she takes it, even if it's been a shmoshes, you've caught the exact moment that she's about to leave, she takes the money, you're sorted. You give something to be fixed, so about the car, or you give something in to Shannas to be checked, or dry cleaning as well, also a service, again, it'll be the same thing, and he calls you up, whatever, any item you've got, he calls you up, tells you it's ready, come pick it up. There's no chiv to pay straight away, now, you haven't picked it up. Again, it's got to be the end of the job. The job finalizes with collection. So until collection, there's no problem. So you see, it's 2 minutes to shkia. Don't worry, it's fine. Until you pick up, you've got mechuyev. As soon as you pick up, you pay. But to pick up and not pay, then you've got the problem of the issa d'oraisa. What happens if you have a classic example, usually happens, unfortunately, you have a machlekes, big argument, how much it is. He tells you the job was this. You tell him you didn't really finish. Not sure. Based in fight. So there's all usually an amount that's the non-negotiable amount where everyone agrees. The marshal, he tells you it's £150, he says £100. So £100 you all agree. That, you're mechuyev to give. The £50, again, you're not mechuyev to give yet. Till you've sorted it out, how much it is. You haven't finalized the job, because there's no clear amount that you're mechuyev. But the £100 that everyone agrees, that you're mechuyev to give straight away. So you tell him, here's $100. Usually it'll work anyway, because then he'll see you being nice, and he'll hopefully come towards you a little bit. So you give him the money, but that you mechuyev on the minimum amount that you agree, that there's a chiv, there's no shaila. The extra amount above that, that's the shaila. That's the machlokes, how much it is. And that you only need to give upon finalization, however you sort out, then you mechuyev to give. But the amount below that you mechuyev to give. Finally, last shaila, someone asked me recently, much what the answer is in such a case. He wanted he was having his house done, and he was getting the whole house floored. One of the companies was flooring the whole, putting down the flooring of the whole company. And it was a different film. And he told him there's a price for the laminate and a price for the carpet. And he finished the carpet, the marshal, and he hadn't finished the laminate. And he told him this is the price, the laminate is the price for the carpet. And he gave him the invoice, the laminate, the carpet, and then together he added up for him the full job. So he said to me, now the laminate's finished, and he gave me the invoice before he started work, to see how much it is, I'm mechuyev to pay him for the laminate. Do you look at one big job with the carpet? Carpet's not done, I'm not mechuyev to pay him. Or do you look at, no, that it's two separate things. There's the laminate, and there's one big thing, the laminate and the carpet, and you only pay the end of the job. So again, a little bit of a sophic, how you look at this.
What's the difference between the fish and the fish? What if fish, he's got to pay the fish and deliver it, so you've got to pay all the labor for the fish?
Yeah, but you don't pay until the job's done, and the job's done when the fish comes. Here, you've got two jobs. It's like you've got two separate jobs. Imagine you'd call him up for the laminate, and you'd be in the middle of doing it, then also do the carpet. So then it's two completely individual jobs. You have two different companies. This person actually was using different companies. He was using his own company for one, and a different company for the other. So there's even more of the shaila, because you look at completely, possibly it's two different jobs, because he was using two different companies. This job, the job A, was complete. If he's redoing the whole house and he's, I don't know, taking out the chimneys and bringing down walls, so if the chimneys are done, the walls are not done. That he can say is clearly one job, it's a building job. But here, the flooring, he was using two different companies, it was two different mahakama he was doing it, he has finished one, hasn't finished the other. Do you say there's a mitzvah to pay for one, not the other? So you got a sofik here as well, you got a sofik, I don't know what to tell them, I don't know, it's me, you got at least a sofik. So if the person's moichel, or usually a big company says on the invoice you got 2 weeks, you can have the lav, you can relax, there's no lav. The shayla is, can you chaperayna misdaris as well? Which is going to be the sofik here. So like we said, the best always to stipulate beforehand that I'm going to pay you later. Or the other option is, taka pay him now. Here there could be another problem, because if you know mechuv, you said earlier, if you give it before the job's finished, you don't get a mitzvah. So if you give him now for the laminate, and really the job's complete upon the carpet being completed, so it could be you're giving the money for the job's over. So you want to be a real chacham, you say, Azoy, I'm giving you the money now. If I'm a chayiv now, then I'm paying you now. If not, it's because I'm by you. And it's only yours once the whole job's finished. And then, you know, you're covered, you're chayiv mizdaraisa. But either way, usually in such case, you're not even alav. The most times you're even alav is when it's not a professional company. It says a small job, someone's coming to do something small, or a babysitter, these sort of jobs. Then, usually there's no contract, there's no tweak allowance, and there's usually no etza. So then it's clear to always pay on time, or make sure the moich before you start. And even then, you're missing out on mizdaraisa unless you pay on time. Okay.
Pal told an interesting story, a very interesting story. He was in Yerushalayim, in a taxi, somewhere.